The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There we go. So welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. And as I was saying before, before I turned on the recording, that I just want to talk a little bit about forgiveness this evening. And I'll preface this by saying, as many of you know, this is a tender topic. For some of us, it really touches things in our hearts and maybe things deep inside. And so we move with so much respect and so much care and, you know, in a way that feels right for us, that kind of honors what's happening for us and this honors our experience, as well as maybe just, if we're willing to be stretched a little bit. This is kind of the art of practice, is like this willing to be stretched a little bit, as well as to take care of ourselves so that we don't like tip over into something that is unhelpful or too much or inappropriate. So real encouragement to take care of yourself. Well, we talk a little bit about forgiveness, and one way to think about forgiveness is that it's releasing resentment. So it's really about us kind of like letting go. It's not about supporting what others have done. It's not about condoning what others have done. It's not like pretending it didn't happen or forgetting or any of that. Forgiveness as releasing resentment or releasing anger. And I think all of us know that resentment and anger, they have their own type of poison in some kind of way that can eat at us. But, it's a whole process to forgive, and doesn't mean that just because we incline our minds that way or that we're turning our hearts that way, of course it doesn't mean that we're just going to forgive just like that. But to have the intention or to consider it is a way that can help move us forward, as opposed to keeping us emotionally engaged or tangled up in some wrongdoing that was happened. So this kind of movement towards forgiveness is this movement that can help us move forward rather than feeling stuck. And of course, some psychologists like to look at these types of things, and they report that it increases our optimism or increases our mood or helps us not have as much anger and stress and anxiety in our lives. If we can release some of this resentment, if we can release some of this anger. But of course, we don't do it only for ourselves, but to, it's very powerful, right? To see people that aren't stuck in resentment. So to be, to see somebody or know about somebody who can kind of serve as an exemplar, like, okay, here's somebody who found a way forward, is really helpful for us to know that we can find a way forward. And in some ways, maybe we can be the person that other people look at and say, okay, they found a way forward. Maybe I can too. So in this way, our releasing this resentment or releasing this anger helps our communities, our families, our whatever groups that we're in and however well they know us, to just to show that it's possible. We can do this. And so in this way, it's really healthy for our communities. So maybe one other thing I'll say about this is that it doesn't, forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. Like everything goes back to how it was. We don't have to return to the same relationships. We don't have to accept harmful behavior. We don't have to tolerate people. We necessarily don't even ever have to speak to people or see them again or anything like this. It's just about releasing resentment. And I think that's helpful. At least that's helpful for me to think about it as releasing something that's painful anyway. So it's not about saying, yes, that was okay, you did that, or, you know, anything like that. It's just having a way inside of us that has more space for the good things of life and the ways that in which we can maybe be attuned to maybe some of the subtle things in our lives that are supportive and find our way to feel nourished by them. And sometimes it's hard to do that when we're filled with resentment or bitterness or anger. And maybe this is the last thing that I'll say, is that forgiving ourselves sometimes can be hard. There's no, like, sometimes forgiveness is just, like, if it were easy, we would have done it already, right? So, of course, it's hard. Forgive ourselves, forgive others, and ask others to forgive us, you know, that type of thing. It's all hard. But here's something to think about, kind of in the, a big part about meditation practice and mindfulness practice is that we get to understand ourselves a little bit better, whether we intend to or not, right? This kind of just arises in our meditation practice. And sometimes forgiving ourselves is difficult because the mistakes that we made sometimes get wrapped into ideas we have about ourselves. Like, of course I did that. I'm always putting my foot in my mouth. Or, yeah, of course I do that. I don't know why. I know I should, but I don't pay attention when this other person is speaking. Or I don't know, whatever it is. But we often have like little stories about ourselves that somehow get tangled up with this idea of forgiving ourselves. Like, we can't forgive ourselves because who would I be if I'm not the person who's always saying the wrong thing or who is not being chastised for this or that or the other thing or something like that. So just want to plant that seed of an idea that part of what might be, I don't know, for all of us, right, and for all the things, but part of what might be why it's difficult to forgive ourselves for things, for the harm we've done ourselves to ourselves, or to harm perhaps that we've done to others, is because it conflicts with this idea that we have about ourselves. Forgiveness, yeah. So it isn't in the Buddhist teachings specifically. It's kind of grows out of this idea of heart practices that we're doing. No, loving kindness and compassion. Forgiveness is kind of in that family. So the Buddha himself didn't talk about forgiveness. I'm not sure why. Well, there's like maybe one place in the sutta you might understand it that they're asking for forgiveness. And I guess it's in a few places. But and scholars like to talk about these things. Is it really forgiveness or is it something else? And so we won't go there. Okay, so we'll start with some mindfulness, then we'll do a little bit of loving kindness, and then we'll start some forgiveness. And allow yourself to just appreciate that you didn't click off already. Maybe some people at the initially think like, oh, you know, forgiveness, I'm not ready for that. And, you know, in the land of Zoom, it's easy to do that. Just like, well, this doesn't match my preferences, see you, bye. So just appreciate being here. And just feel into the body what it's like to be here now. I like this expression, to sit and know that you're sitting. It's part of the reason why I like it is because it's vague enough that hopefully we can all find our way here. And then just to check in with the body more generally in terms of how does it feel to be here? Does it feel maybe a little bit restless or a little bit tired? We can do just a gentle body scan, checking in with the eyes and the mouth. And the shoulders. And letting the chest be open and the belly relaxed. And then to rest the attention on the sensations of breathing. Feeling the movement of the abdomen, belly, the chest, or perhaps feeling the air going in and out of the nose. And when the mind wanders, just very simply, gently, begin again with the sensations of breathing. And then to do a little bit of loving kindness practice. Bring to mind a lovable being. Someone or some being that makes your heart smile in some kind of way. Before we turned on the recording, we talked a little bit about our furry family members. Some people use them as a lovable being. Some people use a teacher, a mentor, a guide, spiritual leader, somebody who has supported and benefited them. Some people use imaginary beings, kittens, puppies, babies, whomever. allow yourself to connect with the lovable being in whatever way makes sense for you. Some people do this with visually, maybe connecting to an image, maybe connecting with a felt sense. Or maybe it's not even quite clear. And then to support our intention for cultivating loving kindness, can say the phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Maybe refreshing the connection with the lovable being. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Sometimes this expression or feeling of loving kindness is a real physical component. You can feel maybe space in the chest area or warmth in the chest area. Maybe there's just a general feeling of softening or ease, relaxation. If that's there, allow it to support you. Sink into it. Maybe those are conflicting to support you and sink into it, whatever way makes sense for you. And so a forgiveness practice, which we're going to do next. If it feels like it's not quite right, you can come back to this practice, loving kindness, or a mindfulness practice. So to begin with forgiveness practice, we begin with the ways in which we've harmed ourselves. We can say this phrase. There are many ways through my pain, fear, confusion, or anger in which I have harmed, betrayed, or abandoned myself, either knowingly or unknowingly. For the ways I have hurt myself through action or inaction, I now extend a full in heartfelt forgiveness. I now extend a full in heartfelt forgiveness. There are many ways through my pain, fear, confusion, or anger in which I've harmed, betrayed, or abandoned myself, either knowingly or unknowingly. For the ways I've hurt myself through action or inaction, I now extend the full and heartfelt forgiveness. There are many ways through my pain, fear, confusion, or anger in which I've harmed, betrayed, or abandoned myself, either knowingly or unknowingly. For the ways I've hurt myself through action or inaction, I now extend a full and heartfelt forgiveness. For the ways I've hurt myself through action or inaction, I now extend a full and heartfelt forgiveness. the ways I've hurt myself through action or inaction, I now extend a full and heartfelt forgiveness. There are many ways through my pain, fear, confusion, or anger in which I've harmed, betrayed, or abandoned myself, either knowingly or unknowingly. For the ways I've hurt myself through action or inaction, I now extend a full and heartfelt forgiveness. Can be helpful to check in with the body and see if there is a sense of unburdening or releasing. It might be subtle, might be obvious, it might not be clear. It's all perfectly fine. Now we'll move another direction for forgiveness, asking forgiveness of others. There are many ways that I have hurt and harmed others, have betrayed or abandoned them, caused them suffering, knowingly or unknowingly, out of my pain, fear, anger, and confusion. I ask for your forgiveness. There are many ways that I have hurt and harmed others, have betrayed or abandoned them, caused them suffering, knowingly or unknowingly, out of my pain, fear, anger, or confusion. I ask for your forgiveness. I ask for your forgiveness. There are many ways that I've hurt and harmed others. I've betrayed or abandoned them, caused them suffering, knowingly or unknowingly, out of my pain, fear, anger, or confusion. I ask for your forgiveness. And then we can extend our forgiveness practice one more direction. Forgiving others. And again, an encouragement to take care of yourself. There's absolutely no obligation. Just creating the conditions in which, if our hearts are ready to release some resentment, anger, bitterness, then it can. There are many ways that I have been harmed by others, abused or abandoned, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed. Others have hurt or harmed me out of fear, pain, confusion, or anger. I've carried this pain in my heart too long. To the extent that I'm ready, I offer them forgiveness. To those who have caused me harm, I offer my forgiveness. I forgive you. I have carried this pain in my heart too long. To the extent that I'm ready, I offer them forgiveness. To those who have caused me harm, I offer my forgiveness. I forgive you. to the extent that I'm ready, I offer forgiveness. I forgive you. And then in this remaining few moments of this meditation period, what would be nice to do? What would be supportive? To stay here with forgiveness, to do some loving kindness, to do some mindfulness of breathing or the body. What feels like it would be supportive for you right now? And then to end this meditation, and feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So the practice of forgiveness, there's these three different directions. We always want, whenever we're doing hard practices, we always want to start where it's easiest. It can be tempting to kind of want to jump right in where it's the stickiest, most difficult, the thorn in our side kind of a thing. Of course we want to do that. We want to fix or, you know, alleviate some of the difficulties we have. But it really makes a difference if we can spend some time where it feels the most accessible, the most supportive. And then this will just happen. It will grow. It will kind of flow out into other areas if we allow it to be nurtured or supported in where it's easiest. So, and of course, I want to say there's no obligation, right? We don't have to forgive people and we don't forgive ourselves. I'm going to come back to this idea that this practice being about releasing resentment, you know, these things that aren't supportive or helpful for us. But there might be ways in which somehow not forgiving allows us to feel less like a victim and more empowered. And so maybe it's appropriate in certain cases, right, to be holding on and in some kind of way. So we all have our own timetable for when we do things. And I don't want to be sitting here saying, oh, you have to forgive everybody for everything right now. It's a process. And for us to just set the intention, well, maybe if not now, may there be a time in the future in which I can release some of this resentment. So, it can be really helpful to talk about some of these ideas with others. So I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms where you'd have an idea or an opportunity rather, sorry, to share with others some of your ideas about this. Maybe specifically the idea of forgiveness as releasing resentment. is that way of considering it or thinking about it, how does that affect your relationship to it or the way that you're considering this? So we'll meet for 11 minutes, and you'll be in groups of four primarily, or three or four. And let's have it that we'll go by the first digit of your street address. So if you live at 100 Main Street, you'd go first. But if you live at 9000 Main Street, you probably would go last. And we can go into numerical order that way. As people leave, I'm kind of like, oh, scrambling to kind of reassign people so that people don't end up by themselves. There we go. Okay. So have fun, and I'll see you when you get back. Okay, so welcome back. Does anybody have something they'd like to share or say? We don't have a lot of time, but I'd love to hear from somebody, a few of you. Paula, yes.
I just want to thank you so very much.
You know what? I can't hear you. I can see that you're unmuted. Oh, that's okay. My fault. Whoops, I have to put these... Sorry, I have to put these in my ears. Okay, I'm sorry, Paula. Can you say again?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you for doing this practice. It's so very powerful. The one we did the other night, I had the hardest time coming in to think about forgiving myself. Oh my God, it was almost impossible. My mind was everywhere, but I felt like you kept saying, I'm not letting you off the hook, not letting you go. And I was like, okay. And then I just wept. So I wanted to thank you. It was so, so, so very beautiful. So Thank you for that.
Yeah. Thank you, Paula. Yeah, this is very tender. And I think, and many people have exactly the, experience you're describing, with a lot of resistance initially, but then finally kind of getting over a hump, so to speak, and having a release. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, Paula.
Yes, thank you.
Does anybody else have something they'd like to say?
I was just going to add a footnote to what Paula just shared. I've worked very hard on this particular aspect of my personality. And I think one of the important things is the repetition of it, to just keep addressing it and talking to you, you know, self-talk about, you know, I am not, because I made a mistake doesn't make me a bad person. It's our perfectionism, really. You know, we want to somehow or other become perfect, and we never will be, unfortunately. So we're just humans.
Thank you, Claire. Yeah.
I think in meditation to just keep hearing that.
Right. This repetition, so much about, that's why I guess we call it a practice, right? And as I said before, if it were easy, we would have done it already, right? So it takes a little support and practice and creating the conditions, so. I'll just share. It makes my heart full to share this with you all. That there's a tenderness and maybe a recognition that all of us are human. I guess maybe that's the way to say it, right? And we do make mistakes. We do harm others, and others harm us. And is there a way in which we can live our lives with? Despite all that, right? Without getting stuck in a way, but instead can be learning and growing as we go. Yes, Abraham.
Hi, this is the second time I've done this one with you. I was here on Tuesday night too, and both times it has just struck me how incredibly self-compassionate the forgiving oneself is. It's very self-compassionate. It's very much metta, not metta, whichever one it is, one of the Brahma Viharas. So
that one, yes.
And I've never done this before with when I've done metta practice. So I'm not trying to take away from the conversation and make it, you know, how did you come upon this particular way of looking into compassion?
Yeah, thank you for asking that, Abraham. This is from Jack Kornfield.
Ah.
He's kind of, it feels like to me like he's a pioneer in this. So, and he has versions of what I'm doing. I borrowed from him, and a lot of Dharma teachers do. So if you want to learn more, or you could go to his website, jackkornfield.com. And he even has a book that talks about forgiveness and loving kindness. So that's where.
I better take it easy and not go too fast.
Yes, exactly. Right? We don't have to jump right at all at once. Thank you, Abraham. Okay, so it's a few minutes after the hour, but with a full heart, just want to send, good wishes to all of you. And can we unmute ourselves and say goodbye here. So, goodbye.
Thank you.
Just say goodbye too.